just the right thing for you. KKUT
Ah, what glorious music. I'll just keep a little of it in the background on. You've been listening to Phase 2, one of the finest steel orchestras coming out of Trinidad and Tobago. Let me just get rid of this Google here.
Okay, Google, volume 2.
Yes, I listen back to the program as it's proceeding so I can have a balance of what's happening. So, yes, as I was saying, we opened with Phase 2 doing the birthday party song. And the arrangements, what I loved about this band, I remember the first time seeing them up in Woodford Squares, somewhere around there. And this band, the arrangements was totally unbelievable. You think that they are playing electronic equipment? Because Books of Sharp was the leader then, I think, and he had them like a London Philharmonic Orchestra. I can compare them without even thinking twice. How they arranged their music, how they swung and they swing and they sweetened it with the abbreviations, the cuts, the arrangements. I could listen to them forever, you know, I'm not lying. Phase 2. Second one you heard was This Feeling. This Feeling made me wonder, is this really a steel orchestra that I'm listening to? Beautiful, beautiful. On Boom Boom Time, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm sort of filling in for everybody. Madame Pat Dillon Moore, I would be able to chat to her now if I could find her. But I know she's in Montreal somewhere. Because I want to know what's happening. She's been having too much fun along with Miss Storm. I see the two of them all over Montreal. Want to talk to her a little bit about the carnival that took place on Saturday. Some people were pleased, others weren't, because there weren't enough costumes. So I don't know what's going to happen with the carnival here. Some people, I was told are just not interested in wearing the costumes, but they want to go on the street and jump up and throw the powder and all that. But I don't know if that is carnival. I really don't. After seeing carnival at the height it was, the 80s, the 90s, I don't know if I want to go back to the powder. Yeah, I don't know about that, so we'll see. I'm waiting so I can get, you know, Miss Patricia, if you're out there, give me a shout, all right? 19 minutes past the hour on Boom Boom Time. My name is Howard Carr, for those of you who do not know. And I, along with the gang, we do a show called West Indian Rhythms on CKUT every Saturday, 4 until 7. Where we play a lot of Caribbean music and chit-chat. So I don't know. I'm answering this as I go along here. No, I don't have any idea where she is. I had spoken to her earlier, and we were supposed to buck up on the radio. So I don't know. All right, so. No, I'm not going to take a call. Somebody wanted them to call instead. She's getting herself. I think I told her 4:30, though. I'm not going to blame her on that. That's my thing. Let me give a little bit more a listen to Phase 2. Sounds of Phase 2, I finally got Ms. Patricia Dillon Moore. She's ready to tell me all about Carnival and what she has been doing. Good afternoon to you, Ms. Pat Dillon Moore, a party animal.
Okay.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm good, Alain. A pair of boats are going on boat ride. I do apologize to my listeners, but I decided early o'clock that when summer came, all that I couldn't get to do, I was going to do. And so I'm doing it and meeting everybody where they're at and hoping that everybody just meets me where I'm at.
Good, 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 good. Well, they say that, you know, I was reading an article out of one of these papers, and they say people are going out in numbers now for the various functions, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to be what it is. I just saw Lois, you know, our Lois, formerly of AKX. And, you know, I have seen her in the past, maybe 2 months or so, right?
Right.
But when I see Lois now, it's a good body hug. Because I think the lockdown makes us a little bit more appreciative of everything and not taking everything for granted like we did, right? Life is that much more precious. And so not because I see her 2 months ago, you know, the future is not promised to us. So when I see her, I'm going to hug her. And that's with my various beloveds as well, right?
Right, right.
And, you know, I am practicing saying what I think, because for a long, long time, really and truly, as much as you will call me Big Mouth Pat, right? I really have not been saying what it is I want to say to many people.
Right.
Right. And but after a while, it bubble up and boil up. And in my case, you know, I am that I am. And everything, the cup spill it over now. So I say what I feel, right? And if I don't feel to say nothing, I shut my mouth.
All right. You know what we're going to do? I want you to start me off from your first little get-together that you went out on and bring me up, climax me here at the up to last night.
Okay, well, Friday I didn't go nowhere.
What?
Canada Day, I did go to the, in Pier 4.
Okay.
You know, Jim Bay's Pier 4 riding, if you will.
Right.
I had a little Canada Day parade. And, you know, we just literally come out the back gate, cut through the park, and there you were. And for about, it was all of an hour, right?
Right.
I saw some boys there. I take a quick little 2 second jump with them, and it was nice to see Pan on the road, right? Because I haven't seen that in a long time. And to celebrate Canada, I noted on my Facebook more and more people were genuinely saying what it is they feel about living in this nation, right? And we have a lot to be thankful for, despite the fact that we live in Quebec. Because living in Quebec makes you watch all the other provinces that allows their citizens to live up to their full potential.
Right.
This province, as you know, allows only the favored Quebecois to live up to their full potential. And if it was that, you know, they would let only some people, they've been putting spokes in anybody who is not them,
mm-hmm.
right? So to make it even harder for you to live up to your potential. But that's all right. Because, you know, yesterday a thought came to me. We come through slavery, you know. In long ago times, we come through slavery, so we're going to come through with the stupid Bill 96. Then I went home, I did my garden, I get up and decided, well, I did long decide, say I was going to play a political mask. So I take my Bristol board and I wrote it down, Blacks Hate Bill 96. I had seen some other people and told them what I was going to do, and they too. My girl put a picture of a toilet and tell her go to put Bill 96 in the toilet, and she did it beautifully. So I have to, I think it's Gwen she name, right?
Yeah.
I have to applaud her. And any platform that we are given, whether it is a parade or Facebook, you make your feelings known because you cannot swallow your injustice same way, right?
No.
So we numbers of Black people didn't go to their protests because a lot of people didn't know about it. And Montreal, I have to talk it plain, sits down our Montreal Black community and allows other people to make noise for them. Okay, it is what it is, right? So I took my grandson in the pram and Storm, and we come down the road. I saw about 4 or 5, well, if you were to call them bands, right? Not in the traditional sense of the word. And for sure, they were that much smaller. It had a handful, a good couple handfuls of people in masquerade, traditional carnival costumes, delinquents being the largest sight on the road. Delinquents had an offering of pretty masks, as we call it, and then bodysuits, I think it was. And the young people chose what they were going to do. Ultimately, the city and its powers and them for always trying to marginalize our culture, because that's what it is. If it is Fête Nationale can have a parade for 7 hours. If it's Carnival, they tell you 3 hours. This is what I mean when I say that, you know, the other,
it's not
other
balanced.
Parts of the country can live up to their potential. Having said that, for the 3 hours, people had a ball. Carnival means many things to many people. And I know to me and you, it means that we want to see big floats. We want to see lots of masqueraders. We want to have had a king and a queen. We want to hear that there's kiddies on the road. We want all of these things. But there are people like me and you who have tirelessly been working in the community to enable these things. And then, once again, there are people who sit back on their derrieres and expect that these things happen, like it have a bunch of elves from Santa or gnomes come out.
Yeah.
And voila, you're going to have big mass on the road and you're going to have millions of masqueraders, right? Now, about the actual people who organized the carnival. Well, we have known for a long time that their skills and their visions are quite short, right? We know that they only want to work with themselves, and I will call names, that's Trax and Arlene, and then in the 11th hour, they will call for volunteers, or when they get stuck, then they might call the few friends, but they will not call the right people who can help them because they ain't talking to them or a horse dead call fat. They're not doing all of that kind of stuff because to me, and I'm going to give this example. Everybody knows I have a special need daughter. My job as her parent is to make sure that she can be the best that she can be. Sometimes I have to be wallowing up and working with a bunch of people who I don't like, but if they have the skills or what it is I need to make my baby the best, I suck it up and I do it.
Right.
Well, I look at Trax and Arlene. They see that there are plenty of people out there that have skills. They are not taking care of the child. That is Carnival. I don't know if it's an ego thing. I really don't know. I don't even spend much time trying to figure it out what it is they're trying to do. Right? So meet them where they're at, and the carnival is going to be what it is. Having said all that, yes, they had security. Yes, they secured the trucks for the few groups that were on the road. It's not their responsibility to put masks on the road. It's individual groups to get the groups or the masqueraders. So a lot of the people who are complaining, I want this, I want that, why don't they organize themselves into a little group and then fulfill what it is they want to see? Because, as I said it before, they sit on their derriers and expect it done for them. Well, what was done for them? 4 young people band. Well, one was a cultural tambu bamboo kind of thing, which is and was the only real carnival-esque things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other 3 were what the young people want, right? So they are guardians of culture. They are all over 40, let's say. They know better. If they're not doing better, what you gonna do? You can't do it. It's always going to be what it's going to be. Next year, if I feel that I am going to go out there, beg all my friends $10, right?
Right.
And say, let we get a big mass. We're gonna build a king and we're gonna build a queen. And I am going to ask everybody for $10. We will see what we're going to get. But I'm telling you this stretch. When you ask people to put up your hand and say, you gave $100 to the masquerade arts, very few people in the population could say they do that. Very few.
That's
so
true.
We can cuss and complain, but the blame begins at home, right? If you wanted to, you'd save your money. You're what, 900 or 1100 for your generator? You're how much registration, X, Y, Z, and you put a band on your own. It is as simple as that. And those who don't see that they can do it here, they're in Toronto billing mass with the various groups that, you know, tribe, when you have a common vision together. If people have vision but don't want to execute it, you can't cuss nobody. But I get that it's very hard for you to put a product together when the city only says you have 300. Because you have to turn around and send the costume. A costume at minimum for the plainest is $200. It's hard for some of the people in Montreal to pay $200. For 3 hours. So what they're going to do? They're going to pay $60, put on a t-shirt, and throw blue powder in their hair. It is what it is. Me, I played my mass. West Cannes girls played Dame Lorraine and played Multicultural Quebec. Dame Lorraine Quebec and Multicultural Quebec in Canada Colors. Two of them. Right? It had a few people who know, you know, not a lot. But overall, it is still our gift to the city. I read in the Gazette that there is a family who have children whose children are of Haitian background. So they got to come out and hear some Haitian music and enjoy their time with their kids. They're doing their part, right?
Right.
And it is what it is. Patrice delivered. Patrice had we kissing and ranting and railing and whining until my eyelash drop off at mashup. I want Patrice, I want everybody to call Patrice people and tell her send back the $10 for me one eyelash, please. It was a fabulous show. And for me, the carnival was about living it and enjoying it with my children.
Right.
So Manny was on the road with me. Lisi and Storm were in Patrice with me. Let me tell you something. Nothing sweet DJ Storm, so she got to meet Patrice. Patrice was generous with her time. Then she took pictures, and then she was in the fete, and all these other little people around her was making sure they didn't push up on her, and my child danced and had a ball. And for that, I give God thanks. I am now on the boat. Some of the best black look people here. I only see one idiot woman in a one pike-heeled boot. I don't know where she feels she was going, but anyway. But she was well attired. But me no know, sir.
She will learn.
It have flat slippers that look cute, too. But, you know, shakoon song good.
Mm-hmm. But,
right?
Pat, one of the things is I would love to have known what happened. Because reading from the Gazette, they said the people were having a lot of fun on the street, right? But it could have been more because of the fact that and nobody knew. I don't know for you, but for me, I didn't know until 2 days before the carnival when this was taking place.
I tell you, the people them put out a flyer and that was it. Now, if I could pick sense out of nonsense, because they doesn't talk and tell anybody. I see a statement was they had to put out of pocket until they get funding from the city. Okay, listen to me. During the pandemic, they got funding to do one and two projects, right? You know, say if you get $10 from whoever the funders were, spend five, put on five, because you know whenever. At the point that they did that, we were still hoping COVID would go away, right?
Right.
At least when they start, they would have had $5 put on, right? It's not like the funders say you have to spend each and every dime on this project, right? Put on $5. And there are ways that you can do that. They could have had funding drive. They could have written letters to various people and asked for $5. Listen, look at when Obama won the first year. I think that was 2008, I believe it was. You know how much money he make off a $20 donation?
Of course.
They could have been sitting down and collecting $20. But they looked so bad with so many people. It had people who were saying, I ain't putting $20 in their hand. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
So that when you get the go-ahead that, yes, you can have a carnival, you have your 10 cents, and you don't have to be seen in the Gazette as, oh, we had to put our hands in our pockets to do X, Y, and Z. Look, don't bother me, eh, Stretch?
Mm.
Don't bother me, eh?
Sad.
That don't make no sense whatsoever. They did jack all for the 2 years. For 2 years, you sit on. You could have been planning the best. It's right? To use the Trinidadian vernacular so that people could go, it was best.
Yeah.
They didn't do that.
But that's what I was thinking. 2 years, you're sitting doing nothing and... You should be capitalizing on your time.
So, on your time.
Yeah.
Look, I lose 13 pounds. I capitalize on my time.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yes.
Instead, some of the members who used to sit and try to work with them and say, look, I can't, I'm not into this. Scheduled and dream of another dream. They dreamt that they were going to go down to Kathy Spectac. The same city people that they organized the carnival with sit on with these new set of people. Didn't they pull off a brilliant show last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did. Because they were working together and they were listening and working with people who are not even on the committee.
Mm.
Right? So, I mean, you have to separate the sheep from the goats. Whatever high or ego feeling that they feel they get for yesterday, and they tell themselves, okay, I will say, yes, they did it. Because what they did was allowed our youth from yesterday to come out and work off all that frustration. Auntie Pat took a wine and work off some of the thing. They were, you know, one of the DJs said online, we lost so many people. We lost a lot.
Right.
Take the time, hug the person beside you and say, thank God, I am here now. Right?
Yep,
they allowed us to do that. So if you want a pat on the back for that, give them their flowers for that.
Yep.
But if it is to have actualized what we traditionally have known over the years, right? The various people that have been stewards for that organization who tried their best. Yes, we didn't agree with a million things they did, but ultimately, the culture was safe in their hands, right?
Right.
The culture not safe in these people's hands. They could put four boxes with music on the road, and that's that. And that is that. Thank you for letting me frustrate things. And the people who were there, they themselves don't want more. And I'll say it again. You in your homes right now that wanted more, get up and do something.
Get up and do something.
Stretch. It cannot be me. It cannot be the same 100 people who are tired now, who've been doing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Anyway, Pat.
So it is what it is. I love you. I'm on the boat. And for the Carnival 2022, yes, we got some feeling.
The boat push off yet?
No, I'm not push off. Me not. Hey, listen to me. The boat has been bought over by a new corporation. And I don't know. They want X-Lax. They want nerve tonic. Because everything they want to put in place, make how things used to be over the years, they want to make up new rules. And so that's why, if you know, people don't have problems getting on the boat. Them take long to do what we used to do. Them is our next Jackson Arlene. They want to do things their own way. So
all right,
we sit on here from 4 o'clock. Boat to leave 4 o'clock. Right? And it's not Patricia's fault. She ain't driving the boat. It's
foolish
people.
All right, my love. Enjoy yourself.
I love you. I dress up sweet. I thank God with everything else. Everybody had a good time. There was no mishap. Everybody healthy. And everybody is good. And they're looking fabulous. All right?
Take care.
I love you, Boom Boom Time listeners, and off the stretch, I love you too.
All
bye-bye.
Right, my dear. Thank you. All right, that's
all right then. Bye-bye.
As the host of Boom Boom Time, she's on the boat, going for a boat ride. She's been enjoying herself, and why shouldn't she? Well-deserved. Ah. No, I will try. I will try and play it. All right, just so you. And Boom Boom Time can be is heard every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And she's right where the carnival situation is concerned. It's the organization skills that these people have is very poor, extremely poor. You know. And they were having financial problems, according to one of the flyers that they put out, which shouldn't be so. And some people are saying, why don't they get sponsors? Well, listen, this is how sponsorship works. If you have a product that you want to sell, and you can get something to make it go, you're going to use it. This is what Toronto Carnival has over Montreal Carnival at the moment. They have a lot of sponsors. In the early 80s, 90s, this carnival had a few sponsors. I tell you what, next week, Saturday, I'm going to invite Henry Antoine, 4:30. Because we want to talk. I want it from his side of the shelf to tell me what his thoughts were and what is wrong, why we can't bring it back to that level. You know what I mean? And don't forget, Montreal Carnival was the biggest carnival in North America, you know. I remember going down St. Catherine Street at the time. We had the record store and we had sponsored a band. We Body Heat providing the music, and it was magnificent. I don't know if it was 3 hours or more than 3 hours, but we were on that truck and seeing them big, large costumes going down that street, and it was unbelievable. You felt proud. Anyway, I'm just going to slow it down a bit for Maria and Justin. I'm gonna, yes. This is Jehovah Shaloma.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus.
It's all a cappella.
And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and
by.
Feel a little prayer will turn
you.
Jesus makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Troubles,
he will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and
by.
Feel a little prayer will
turn you in.
Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Find
and to Dennis. Dennis and his beautiful wife are celebrating 14 years of marriage. Requested this. No, it's not on YouTube, Dennis. I'm sorry. I'll send you a copy of it. You know the guy singing here?
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free when no walls divide you. You're free as the roaring stars, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living, 'cause you're divides you. You're free as the roaring stars, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living, 'cause you're
Born Free, a song that was done up by Mr. Matt Munro, heard by a producer while he was pushing his bus in London, England. He was a bus driver. And he excelled with that song. So enjoy your anniversary, my friends, and thank you for listening. Another request, and of course, with our very own Miss Celine Dion and El Divo. On Boom Boom Time, the show that features the world in music, chit-chat, and what have you. Compliments of the Boom Boom Time crew, Miss Stormy, Weather, and Papa, and Mama. El Divo, along with Celine Dion.
Turning back. One day you will find your light again. Don't you know? Don't let go, be strong. Follow your heart, let your love lead through the darkness back to you once knew. I believe in you. Follow your dreams, be yourself, an angel of kindness. There's nothing that you cannot do. I believe.
Beautiful voice of El Divo along with Celine Dion, also one of the prettiest voices that exist on this earth. And I was texted a while ago about getting this music. Well, you know, you can go on YouTube and it's not illegal. They're there. Download them and make them into a, you know, I don't know what you have in your car. Put them on a CD. I don't know, do they still use CDs? And you can listen to them, you know. And for Francis, this is Frank Edwards. To the people in the Ottawa Valley who requested it, it's all about If Not For You. On Boom Boom Time.
If not for you, where would I be today? If not for you, who would I have saved my life? If not for you, Jehovah, if not for you, Omega, on your way, I'm going to be killing you. If not for you, where would I be today? If not for you, who would I save my life? If not for you, Jehovah, if not for you, Omega, Onyewem, Agamne.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, next week I intend to touch on it a bit, what Grenada has done for one of its favorite sons, the mighty Sparrow. Grandpa,
two women in my advice. Life.